It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Many Americans are facing the tough reality of life after a layoff, but losing your job does not necessarily mean you have to lose your health insurance. NPR's Julie Rovner has more.
Greg Sechrist's story is all too familiar these days. The father of five from rural Martinsville, Virginia, spent 17 years in the furniture manufacturing industry. Then, this summer, he and his colleagues at the plant got a letter from the company's president.
And he told us that we couldn't compete with the overseas market, so they were shutting a manufacturing facility, and August 29th would be our last day.
And with his job went his health insurance.
Dental and vision and health and everything left. It ended August 29th.
Sechrist's company did offer him COBRA coverage. That's the federal law that lets people keep their insurance if they pay the whole premium themselves. But like most families suffering a job loss, the premium was more than he could afford. It's probably not much consolation, but Greg Sechrist has a lot of company these days.
About 2 million Americans every month lose their health insurance. That number is probably going to go up as the economy gets bad.
Karen Politz is a health insurance expert at Georgetown University. She says the first thing to do if you get that pink slip is to try to find another group health policy to join. Maybe your spouse is eligible for health insurance. Politz says losing your coverage gives you special enrollment rights at your spouse's workplace, even if it's not open season.
Middle of the year, you can come in. And if your kids would have been eligible for coverage, they can come in too.
If that's not an option, she recommends COBRA next. It allows anyone in a company with 20 or more workers to continue their coverage for 18 months if they pay the premium themselves. Yes, it's often very expensive, says Politz, but it's often the best coverage you're going to find, and particularly valuable if you're already getting health care.
You don't have to start a new annual deductible. You don't have to change doctors in a different network. All of your benefits are the same. So especially if you're in the middle of making claims for something, when you become eligible for COBRA, if there's any way to swing it, it's often your best bet.
One thing to know about COBRA is that every member of your family has an individual right to coverage. So if money is tight and only one person in the family has ongoing medical needs, you can take COBRA for just that one person. If you're not going to take COBRA, or if your company's going out of business so there's no health plan left to continue, it's important that before you leave your job, your employer gives you something called a certificate of creditable coverage. Politz says that's important to have for when you do get new insurance.
You get a new job and they offer a group health plan. And if that health plan excludes coverage for pre-existing conditions, you can show your certificate of creditable coverage that proves that you had other coverage.
As long as your break-in coverage hasn't been longer than 63 days, then the new policy can't make you wait for coverage of a pre-existing condition. It's also worth checking to see what public programs might be available. Adults have to have incomes well below poverty in most states to qualify for Medicaid, but children can qualify in families with incomes that are much higher. Greg Sechrist is getting his kids into Virginia's Children's Health Insurance Program.
All the forms are in, and I've been told that there shouldn't be no reason why we don't qualify.
If that doesn't work, you can try to buy an individual insurance policy. But Politz warns that's not easy.
In most states, the individual market is medically underwritten, which means you have to apply and disclose all kinds of information about your health status and your health history. And if you're even a little bit sick or you have a little bit of a health history, you might have difficulty buying health insurance in the individual market. You might be turned down.
And if you do get insurance, it might not cover as many benefits as you're used to, or it might have annual deductibles in the thousands of dollars, or the premiums might go up if you get sick and start making claims. Still, experts say it's better to have some insurance than none. Going without should be your last option. Julie Rovner, NPR News.